Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
I'm just so fucking behind today. Like, Sundays and Mondays are just so, I mean, I got like 13 check-ins on each fucking day, and then everyone has a goddamn crisis every fucking day too. So it's like, they're my busy days.
Yeah. What, did you sleep okay? Like, your eyes look a little bit red.
I haven't slept in like 3 days because of this whole peaking and being, which, you know, it's good that I'm never putting anyone in the show again, because then I won't be at a show, and it's just like hard for me to be a mom and be at a show.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I woke up and like one of my eyes is, I popped a blood vessel or something. I'm like,
that's what it looks like.
I'm like, my blood pressure is probably so high because like the last 4 days I've been like, even before this week, I'm like, I've been like so dizzy, so nauseous. Like, I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like my thyroid or something's going on. Like, I'm burnt the fuck out. My recovery sucks. I've lost 6 pounds this week. Mark gave me more food and my weight's just dropping. Like, I'm under 100 and I think I was like 133 yesterday. I was like, I haven't seen that since the last time I prepped. Yeah, and I'm fucking cold. I'm like, either my thyroid is like ramped the fuck up because like obviously I'm slowly leaning, like weaning down off like breastfeeding, and I'm still taking like the same amount of thyroid meds, so I don't know if something's going on there, but there's no point in fucking checking until I'm done. But yeah, I'm just like cold, I'm exhausted, like I feel like my thyroid's like shitty, but then also too, like higher stress, haven't had good sleep.
Yeah.
And like my, oh, I'm like a, I, like people don't think this is a big deal, but like meal timing is so big for me. Like it really does impact me. And I hate to like say that, 'cause like at the end of the day, it's like really not like the biggest deal, but like obviously show day, like my meal timing was like off and it was like bad. And like, I don't know, like I get like all out of sorts. I just like don't feel good when that shit happens.
You're off your rocker. That's just what it is. You're off your rocker.
I mean, like, too, though, like, yeah, like, I mean, part of it's, like, my fault. Like, my first meal was at, like, 7, and then, like, my second meal, I didn't eat till, like, almost 3 p.m. in the after fucking noon, so I'm, yeah.
How do people do that? Like, that's normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is normal for most people. I'm like, how?
I don't know how, but I finally actually heard back from Janelle, thank God. Oh
yeah,
yeah,
let's do a little show day recap. Like, how's she fucking doing?
Oh my god. Okay, wait. We didn't even like start off the rip normally. Okay, so first of all, let's just back up here. What's going on? How is your Monday?
Good. Got my check-ins done, which I'm happy about. Have 2 sales calls after the podcast, which is also like I'm very, very cheesed about.
Yeah. Are they lifestyle competitors?
Say that again, baby.
Are they lifestyles or competitors?
2 lifestyles.
Yay. I like enjoying my lifestyles. I have like 2 lifestyle girls that like actually are like more compliant than my like competitors.
Dude, like real talk, lifestyle clients and functional clients are usually more loyal than competitors. Like it's very rare that you have a competitor that's like loyal and wants to stay with you. And so when you do have those competitors, it's like, again, I match their energy. It's like, if you're giving me everything you can give me, I will obviously do the same for you. But like, it is just very rare that competitors are just like wanting to be with a single coach. You know what I'm saying?
I actually have had my competitors for quite some time. My newer competitors, they're still learning the ropes, but I would say like, I have like 2 lifestyle girls that like check in on the same time every single week, like never miss, send me training videos. Like that's like 2 of my competitor. My one newer girl never sends me videos. I was like, girl, like I need videos from you, like to see like what the fuck's going on. Like you want to build glutes, I need to see how we're building them. But yeah, like no, I've been very grateful with the competitors that I've worked with. They're all like my OGs have been like about 2 years with me, which I'm grateful. Like, you know, especially for coaches like me and you who don't really have like the clientele of like consistently putting people on stage and have like that reputation. It's always like bigger and better and things like that. So like I get it, you know, when people leave and they want to, you know, go be with someone else, that does have multiple people that they've like put on stage or pro cards, because like I don't have anyone that's run a pro card. I don't have anyone that's even stepped on a national stage yet. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just because we're not there yet, and that's fine, you know. So but yeah, like you said, lifestyle clients, I have, pretty good. I've had like a lot of people like lifestyle that have like left and come back, actually.
Yep.
That's cool. But yeah, good. I'm glad that you had two sales calls. October this year has been the biggest month for me. I don't know if you believe in angel numbers now. I know like you've kind of had like a turn for like stuff like that, but like angel numbers are like consistent numbers of three. Like if you see like 111 or 222, I have seen probably like anywhere from like four or more per day this month, every day. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. It's been so cool. And like, I've seen like a lot of 555, 333, and you know, they all have like their little different meanings of it. And it's just like the show, like, you know, a lot of things are like, oh, this is alignment with you. This is what you should be doing. And I was like, wow, it's just like that constant reminder of what I'm doing. And like I said, this month was pretty big for me. I actually doubled my roster this month.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, obviously a lot of it I do owe to joining Classic, because they're very helpful. And yeah, it's been cool. And not only on that aspect of being a coach, it's like cool to see, I think, a lot of people. And like, I know you've had quite a few sales calls this month, which I think has like been a little bit more for you than in previous months. I think people are finally just like fed up and want to take their health a little bit more serious, because like everyone feels like fucking shit.
I agree, dude. I agree. As I'm stuffing my face with my meal, because I have all these calls, you know, like people are just taking action, and I'm here for it. And the people that aren't taking action won't ever take action.
Yeah. I also think too, like there's something that has to be like a breaking point though. Like even if you're already with a coach, like for me, like my breaking point this year was like when I went to Florida and my thighs were rubbing together while I was walking around Disney. And I was like, okay, that's it. Time to change. Time to really like hunker down, like quit blaming everything on postpartum. And like, you know, there just comes a point where you're just like kind of fed up and you want to start being better and looking better. So like, it's cool to see that like people are like reaching out, even if like they're not like always signing that day, or they come back for another sales call or whatever you want to call it. It's like, they're getting the idea in their head that, oh, I probably do need help. Something does need to change, you know?
Yep.
So that's cool. But I'm glad that you have that. I'm glad that check-ins are done for the day. I am not done with mine, and it's already 1 o'clock. So I feel so fucking behind. But my kid's in like such a good mood today that I just like want to hang out with him. So yeah, he's like, here's the thing. It's partially my fault, but he's standing up and doing this with his hands. And he's very close to taking a few steps.
Ooh.
So like, don't want to miss this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like letting go of like the couch or whatever he's holding on to, and like kind of like teetering totter. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to walk soon. So part of it's my fault because I am distracted, but I will have everything done by the end of the day because I don't miss deadlines. And then, like I said, I'm just like backed up a little bit from this weekend because I had Janelle step on stage.
Yeah. How was that? What show did she do?
It is a all natural bodybuilding show. So that is like one of the few that is done around here, which that means if you're unaware of it, that you are not on any type of like PEDs or enhancements or fat burners or anything like that. They do drug test the athletes backstage once they come off. Mm-hmm. You have to pee in a cup, and they do whatever, I don't know, drug screen backstage can be done at that time. I don't really fucking know. But that's that. So yeah, she competed in that. It was her first time, which is awesome. Super proud of her. She came to me as a lifestyle client almost 2 years ago. And then she had really good results and then decided that she wanted to try and do bodybuilding. And we successfully completed that goal. So that was really exciting and fun to see there. I would love to have said that it was a wonderful time, but it ended up ending in, you know, not the best circumstances because of like an incident that actually caused her physical harm backstage.
So I saw that she said she got injured. Like, what the fuck happened? I was like, I really wanted to reach out, but like, I know how show day is, especially because you like saw her in person, and I didn't want to like overwhelm you, but I wanted to know, like, is she okay? What happened? Like, what's going on?
So yeah, I actually just heard back from her because it has kind of been like a day and a half. So today is Monday, guys, that we are recording this. Show day was Saturday. It has been a day of half of like a lot of emotions, a lot of frustration. And it was kind of like she couldn't talk to me either. You know, there is a lot of like post-show blues and emotions and things like that. And then just what happened to her really kind of put a bad taste in her mouth. And I think just even like communicating with me was difficult too, which I get. All I could do was like, you know, provide my support and honestly be there for her when she was ready. So I actually just heard from her about an hour ago, and I'm very grateful because, like I said, she did have an injury. I'm sure she will get back to everybody on social media when she can. But part of the problem is like she can't really see out of her one eye yet. So I'm gonna give you guys a backstory here because I do want to make a lot of things clear. So I took Janelle to the show. She competed in four different classes. She did Masters 40 and above. She did True Novice, Novice, and Open in her class. We technically, quote unquote, placed in all of them, but we were last in all of them. Just some groups didn't have enough of competitors in it. Now, our feedback here was that her tan was bad. They did a second coat and to get her darker, or we did a second coat to get her darker because they didn't think she was dark enough, and she was not. And I don't know what happened after that coat, if it was the pH of her skin, if it was laying weird, but it ended up turning green. So we
Oh
had
no.
Yeah. And I've personally never experienced that, but I have seen other competitors who stepped on stage and like their tan does look have like a green type of hue to it. So I think it was a pH issue, or if there was like any lotions or anything that she did use that I didn't know about. I don't think so, but nonetheless, the biggest feedback was that her tan wasn't there. It didn't match the other girls. Okay, respect. And then like we needed to fill her glutes out, right? So I brought her in extremely lean to be able to see her tie-ins. And obviously she is master, she is a little bit older. So with that being said, like we did lose some muscle there. So and then the last part of her feedback was that it was her posing. It was a comment on her posing that she lost S shape in her front pose. And for me to think about that feedback was like, okay, well, you said her glutes need to fill out. So I don't know if it was a posing issue and it was, or if it was just like, we need more mass, which we do. And we knew that coming into this. So with that being said, I'm like, was it a muscle issue? But also, too, I did notice that on some of her transitions, that she would lose that S shape just based on how her hips would turn. And we have to remember too that first time competitors are nervous on stage. You know, it does happen like posing, you're shaking the whole time sometimes, and that's okay. I still think she looked great. I'm sure you saw the video of her presentation. Like I think she flowed really good on
Oh,
stage.
she looked natural. Like,
Yeah, like very good. So very proud of her. With that being said, that's why it was hard for me to say like the front pose, she lost her S shape. It was a weird feedback comment for me, but whatever, we'll take it. We'll work on posing if we need to. Where was I going with that? Don't know, lost my train of thought. So anyways, like that was her feedback on that. And I'm okay with it. I'm happy with it. One of the things that I'm most proud of as her, for her and for me, is we did not have feedback where it says you need to come in leaner or tighter. I was very pleased with that. Because every athlete, the last I've she was my sixth athlete that stepped on stage. All other five were coming leaner, coming a little bit tighter. Okay. So that was something that I really wanted to achieve this time. And we did that and it went well. So I'm very happy. We brought the conditioning. The other things were our control as well, which is fine. So with that being said, what I am about to lay out here does not have any correlation with how we placed or the feedback, because I agree with the feedback that they gave us. I 100% agree. I do think that the front pose is a little unclear. Like I said, I can see it in her transitions that she lost S shape. And like I said, I think the S shape wasn't there because the muscle we didn't have, and that's
Sure.
fine.
I just like watched her posing routine. I think front pose is beautiful. I think in the transition from the front to the back, that's probably where she lost a little bit of that S shape. But again, This is her first time on stage. Like,
And yeah, and I think like if she had more glutes that were filled out, that transition look more, because she is upper body dominant compared to her glutes. I had to bring her glutes in as lean as they were because we didn't have the muscle. So then again, it looks like they're not filled out. But you know, like it's just hard. It's hard teetering and tottering that. And it's fine. So, but what I do want to say is I wanted to address and lay that out there and be honest with you guys that, like, yes, we did get last place. Yes, I agree with all the feedback. And this is not me being bitter about what else happened backstage with Janelle's injury, because I am very upset, as well as she is too, with everything that happened. One, an injury is upsetting in itself, and then two, the way that it was handled is even a little bit more upsetting. And I'll get into why it is so frustrating for me and why I feel the way that I feel. And why I haven't slept in a couple of days, because it's uneasy to me. And you know, I care deeply about my athletes, and it's ridiculous. So, anyways, long story short, Janelle was backstage for finals, pumping up. And one of the bands that they provided snapped, and it flew up and it hit her in the eye. At first, you know, we were like, okay, like, are you okay? Obviously, like literally moments before she's getting to walk out on stage, they're lining them up. And sometimes I was like, okay, like, did it just hit the side of her face? Like, her eye was watering. Okay, fine. She goes out on stage, she comes out, she's like, I can't see. I got hit in the fucking eye. Like, this fucking hurts. And I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. EMT, paramedic, whoever, doctor, surgeon, I don't know who the fuck they employ back there, never came and saw and checked her out. They have one on staff there, as they should. And nobody came and saw her. No one came and addressed her. Everybody saw that she got injured. The people that stand on the sides that line the girls up that are a part of, you know, whatever, the judging panel or the I don't know. I was gonna say payroll, but I know it's like volunteer work. But anyways, nobody came. They all were aware. There was no EMT not to be found. I don't know, like, if we were not looking in the right spot, but nobody came and looked at her. So that was frustrating as well. With that being said, it continued to get worse throughout the night. Her and her husband were unable to, you know, enjoy any part of like post-show treats or anything like that, and dinner the next day, because she was in a lot of physical pain. She could barely open her eye. She laid in bed all day yesterday. And she even reached out to the promoter of the show, and the response we got was, in my opinion, not the most,
Like professional.
yeah, I would say professional, and there was just no like empathy or concern, and I don't agree with that.
You have
So
screenshots, or was this like a verbal conversation?
I have screenshots. You know, it was, she reached out and pretty much to summarize it, saying that, like, you know, I participated in the show. Unfortunately, it was ruined. This was not a good experience for me. While I was backstage for finals, you know, this cable broke and it hit me in the eye. She's like, luckily, I still was able to get on stage. But as, you know, the hours increased and when I got back to the hotel, I was in excruciating pain. Like, I think honestly though, like, I think she has like a corneal abrasion from it. Yeah. 'Cause like the pain that she's dealing with, she can barely open it. She didn't want to go to the ER yesterday, which I'm like, dude, eyes, you should. Anytime you hurt your eye.
You don't fuck with your eyes.
Yeah. But she didn't want to pay a $600 copay or $500 copay, whatever her insurance was. And I get that. So, you know, she was unable to drive home. She had to leave her car at the venue. They were going to pick it up a different day. You know, she was,
Jesus.
yeah, she was also very disappointed and well in which this has been an issue for the show for quite some time here, because the lack of like time, I guess I should say, and planning is very poor. For example, here they had the girls come backstage, get pumped up, line up on the side of the stage. Like, I was sitting in the audience. I could look to the right and see them about to walk out. And then they said, oh, we're going to take a 5-minute intermission. because bikini was first for females. Yeah. Okay. Fine. The judges have to get up and pee. They just got done watching a bunch of males, get their eyes fresh, get some water, refuel, whatever. This turned into a 40-minute intermission. It was like 37. No. It was like 37 minutes. So close to 40. These girls were standing on the side of the stage for almost 40 fucking minutes. And I get it. Bikini is not the hardest to peak. Not, it's pretty easy to keep them full nonetheless. But when you're planning to put somebody on stage, it's like that 40 hour minute is different, you know? Like it, and also too, to have them standing in their heels on the side of it, it just really was not ideal. So that was also brought up when she messaged him. And I guess there was, you know, she stated that there was a lot of other women that were frustrated and aggravated. They felt like that there was not enough attention or, you know, respect given to the female competitors, which, you know, I get that because I feel like that was just not ideal. You know, she also pretty much just said, you know, I heard that there were similar issues going on backstage at other shows that you've hosted from other women, because obviously this is her first one, so she didn't do this. And she's like, I just wanted to bring this to your attention as to how your athletes feel and that I was injured. All right, because obviously we don't want this to happen to anybody else, correct? And the response was, you know, he was like, I was unaware of your situation. We have an EMT on hand all day long, and I'm not sure what happened and why you weren't be seen. We go over this in both the morning and the afternoon meeting, so maybe there wasn't a clear understanding on your part. Our bands are securely checked before we put them backstage and being used all day long. Not sure if someone could have stepped on them, damaged them, or if they were ruined while you were using them. Many competitors simply bring their own bands. Not sure what the case was with you. Certainly take care of your eye and feel better ASAP. Okay. Also, I need to state that, I don't know if I stated this, but she was given a trophy that was broken. One of her trophies was broken.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at that. But
no, like, yeah. And I understand, guys, people listening to this may be like, okay, like it's just a piece of plastic. Who cares? Whatever. Well, first of all, it's a symbol of her hard work in, you know, a tangible form. She can hold it and touch it. And
was it the figurine that broke?
So it was not the figurine. It's the plate on the front that snapped off. So the whole front of the trophy is ruined from that, right?
My trophy from that same show broke too. So she shouldn't feel bad because the quality is not there.
Which is fine. Like I said, like it's just a trophy, but like sometimes these things do mean something to people and we have to respond. If the trophy is rewarding to her, you know, like I said, she's a mom of four. This is a really big deal for her to do something like this. So, you know, and then, so she said, my trophy was broken. And he said, in regards to your trophy, when we leave our trophy shop, we inspect every single trophy and sculpture. If there's a mishap or an issue backstage with your award, we certainly do our best to exchange that for you and get that taken care of. Since it didn't happen, or since it wasn't brought to our attention, you can email the email. Make those arrangements on your own time to get a new one. First of all, I think that was shitty. Like you guys, and they knew it was broken because they said, they gave it to her and said like, hey, we can get you a replacement. And she's like, okay, like, do you need my information? They're like, yes, we'll get all that. There was nobody there after she got her award. To the same person that she talked to was not there to give that. So pretty much giving her the email to take care of it on her own, which I don't think is professional again, because it's not like she came home and broke the fucking trophy and wants to replace it herself. Right. Like it was given to her broken. So yeah, I like did not pretty much agree with, you know, that. And she pretty much said like at the end of her messages, like, you know, this was supposed to be a very exciting and rewarding process for me. And it has been completely ruined to the point where I don't know if I ever want to do this again. His response was, of course, we'd love to see you back in the future. Sorry, your experience is not what you expected. We do our best. Please take care of your eye. Best of luck to you and success in whatever your fitness journey takes you. Okay. So I understand that, but like there was like no adjustment made to your eye other than saying, I don't know what you did backstage, placing the blame on the athlete.
Blame, yep.
Yes. For me, I would want to really address this issue, because like I said, I would never want an athlete to get hurt on my watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, we all take a risk. And yes, the NPC is not regulated by any means. Like, it's, I understand that. I understand we go on these shows. It is our choice. It is our decision. But you talk about, oh, at the athlete meeting, you know, we talk about the bands and the pump up, but you also talk about athlete safety and how that is the number one priority and how these shows cannot go on if you do not have an athlete. Okay. If you do not have athletes, the show will not happen. It won't. I mean, that's what we're here for. Athletes to go on stage, to watch them, to showcase their hard work. So the fact that like you are not concerned is like, okay, like I understand, like we already told you what happened. The band broke, but like, there was no type of like, oh my God, this is horrible. Like, we need to address this. We need to fix this to ensure. There was no remarks made that this will never happen again. Like, we need to come up with a plan. Like, it was more so like, okay, like, I wish you the best. Like, I'm sorry this happened. And, you know, like, pretty much, I don't know what your issue is, but you broke the fucking band. Like, are you kidding me? So I'm upset just at the fact that, like, there was no seriousness taken to this, because, like I said, like, it's 2 days later. She can still barely open her eyes. She's still in a lot of pain, and not only physically, but mentally. Like, you know, like she said, she might not want to do this anymore. And this was supposed to be such a rewarding experience. And it's not the fact that she doesn't want to do this anymore because this was hard. It's because an incident happened at the show, not because of the direct prep or the low food or the high cardio or anything else that happens with that. It's because of the experience at the actual show at finals. Because of that distinct incident.
Like, his response, in my opinion, is like the corporate lingo of fuck you. Fuck you, yes. It's not my problem. And as a business owner, right, my philosophy is I take ownership for any pitfalls, right? Mm-hmm. Because that is how I get better to upgrade my services, right? And I don't want to get emotional with my own experience, but even I didn't have the best experience at that show. 5 years ago, but it's not about me. So I'm not going to go there, but your job as a show promoter is to bring the best time. So therefore your athletes have fun on stage. You're able to, you know, make bodybuilding better, like bodybuilding with a capital P better. B, Jesus.
B.
B. I'm said P because I'm pissed. But it's your job to make it better, right? To have a seamless show. And like, you know, you're paying, like you're asking, like she probably paid like what, $500-$600 for all those crossovers. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money she didn't have to spend.
Yeah. Right?
And it's like, you're also, in a way, you're bringing commerce and community to the Akron area. Like, that's also really cool too, because like the hotels are getting kicked back. Like the restaurants are getting kicked back. And it's like, if you want to make the space better, you have to demand better from yourself. And like for poor Janelle, that wasn't a good show day experience. Like, that's shit, right? And you're right. It had nothing to do with her prep. It had everything to do with the competition, with show day itself. And like, that's so sad, because like she did work really hard. Like, mm-hmm. she's a mom of four, and she still made all of the things a fucking priority. And she should be very proud of herself. And I'm so sad that her, you know, the wind from her sails were sucked just because she got so injured with her eye. And like, there wasn't anything to be done about it. Like, I guess if I were the show promoter, what I would be like is, I am so sorry. Like, I would be asking to hop on a call, or maybe even meet in person, depending upon like what was going on and what was feasible, to be like, can you please tell me the circumstance so that way I can better understand? And mm-hmm. trying to resolve so that way, like, it doesn't happen again, or you lower the risk even more. Like the band snapping, do they test all the bands? Who the fuck knows, right? Who knows how they test it, if they're brand new, whatever. But like the way it was addressed and the way it was absolved or lack thereof, and just to put blame on her, that is not good business practice. Like that's crap in my opinion.
I agree. And I think that's like you said, you know, taking ownership for like what happened. And like, I am even like feeling like some type of way, because I'm like, oh, like I said, like we should do this show. Like it's going yep. to be fun. And, you know, I will never place another athlete in the show after this incident, you know, ever. Yeah. You know, I talked with the, you know, head coach of Classic, and he said, again, agreed with me, there will never be another one of his our athletes that will step on that stage by that promoter ever again because of this incident, because this is absolutely insane, you know? And I think ownership, like I said, like I, you know, even expressed her, like, I feel terrible that this happened. Like, I feel terrible that I guided you into a show here. And this was the response that we got, like you said. And I just think too, like we are, me and you specifically, and the, you know, the other coaches that we work with that we know, Austin, my coach Mark, you know, a lot of these coaches here are in this position that we are very passionate about making coaching better, right? Like we want to do better for our athletes. We want to hopefully slowly phase out these shitty coaches because people know that it's shitty, right? Because they know that they deserve better. They know that these practices aren't right, that they deserve the respect. They don't deserve to be treated like a number. So why should we not be holding, you know, promoters to higher standards too, where athletes feel respected, where they feel heard, where they aren't getting, you know, physical injuries backstage on stuff like that, or getting broken trophies, or, you know, being disregarded in the fact of like their time, just standing on the fucking side of the stage for 40 minutes waiting to go on. Like, I understand they want to take an intermission and there's no problem with that, but why are you making them stand there in their heels ready to go? I get it. I understand like rallying people up is can be difficult too, but also too, like you don't need them standing there for an additional 45 minutes, just waiting to go on. Like I think that that was inappropriate. Like we can see them, same with the nighttime show. There was maybe like 10 minutes. It wasn't as long, but still like you could see them standing there. You could see all their beautiful sparkly bikinis and they're taking a break to go to the bathroom, which is fine, but they don't need to be standing there, in my opinion.
Not in their fucking heels either. Like, I would have, legit, I would have yeeted off my heels and I would have fucking sat. Well, maybe not sat because of the tan, but like, that's just, it is just shit. It could have been handled so much better, and taking a very unfortunate circumstance could have like made a night and day difference. And you could also have like better shows in the future by like accepting feedback and criticism, because like, that's how you handle people and work with people. And when you have a business that handles and works with people and you don't take their feedback into consideration, and it's just like a corporate fuck you, not my problem, like that doesn't speak well to the sport, right? And like, you know, it's something where it's like you're not just like going off, or you're not upset because of like the poor placing. Like this is not the complaint of someone that's emotional. It's the complaint and constructive feedback of someone that's like, hey, my athlete had a poor show day experience. Like she got fucking hurt to the point where like she might have like eye damage, and for it to just be like, oh, we check all the bands. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's like I said, like I feel very disregarded. Like I feel like, cause I feel like this is an issue. Like this is a fucking issue. Like there are a lot of things that are not an issue and I don't really get super hyped about them, but like, this is legit a fucking issue. Like, I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. And like, honestly, too, like the more I think about this, it's just like I just feel like shows could be run so much better. Like even the check-in process is like a shit show on Friday night, if you ask me. Like people are lined up, like at least for this one, lined up out the door, up the steps, around the fucking corner. Like, why can't there be designated times? Like we harp on our athletes to be timely, check in on time, show up on time, eat your meal on time. They can follow a timeline. If you say 5 to 6 p.m. bikini competitors check in, they will be there.
Yep.
They make their tanning appointments. They make their hair and makeup appointments. So why is check-ins like 5 to 8 p.m.? Everyone is standing around. You only let two people in because you have to check them off. Like, why can we not have a better structure? Because this will make a better experience for the athlete. Because going down there, waiting in line, you don't know if you're going to be first, or you don't know if you're going to be 300th in line, right? Depending on how many competitors there are, if it's a national show. So then you're like trying to gauge, like, do I bring my meal down here? Like, what do I need to do? Now I'm behind. Like, I want to get in bed at this time. Like, if you have a set time, like, okay, cool. Now I can plan like when I should schedule my tan on Friday. Cause like, if you have all the bikini girls from 5 to 6, and you start bikini tans at 6, okay, well, from 5 to 6, you can get the fucking guys done. And then the guys will go and check in after. Like, you know what I'm saying? It can be coordinated a little bit better to make that experience a hell of a lot better for the athlete, the coach, their families. You know, like there's families that are coming and driving them and being in places, and then it's waiting, it's waiting, it's waiting. Mm-hmm. So like, I just think, you know, and like I said, there are no regulations for this. And like, I'm a small minnow in this big sea and I'm just bitching about it. And I don't even know what the steps to take are to like make a difference in this. And like, I mean, I just think this industry does need a lot of cleaning up, and it comes from, like, speaking out about your experiences. Like, honestly, like, if I was talking to Summer, our client success manager at Classic, and she's like, I am very upset because I had a similar experience backstage. I'm like, okay, all right, sweet. Like, who else? Let me know. Like, I want to know. So, like, if anyone's listening has ever had like a poor experience backstage, please DM me. Seriously. I really want to know, because like, I just like want to know like where the gap is. I know these things are common. I know this happens at multiple shows. So, and we talk about all the time, just because it's common doesn't mean it's fucking right. Doesn't mean that that is normal. I mean, think about it. Like, oh, it's normal to be bloated. Like, we talk about that all the time. It's not, it's fucking not. It's not normal to be disrespected. So like in any avenue, like as an athlete, if it's from your coach, if it's from the promoter, if it's from anybody, like, it's just not, just because it's normal doesn't make it fucking right.
Yeah. At the NPC Southern Tournament Champions that I competed in 5 years ago in bumfuck somewhere, South Carolina, I had a great show day experience. They were like, hey, listen, this is a smaller show. A lot of you guys are first time athletes. We want you guys to have fun. And I had fun. I was not rushed in my posing. I was not rushed backstage. Like, they were very good at corralling people. They were good at being timely. And I loved it, right? Because I had such a good show day experience with these show promoters, I was like, fuck yeah, let's do another show. And let's do it in Ohio so my family can come. I was stressed out the entire fucking time because they had little text alerts. And the whole fucking schedule was wrong. Because they were like, oh, you're lining up. I didn't go on for another like 2.5 hours. But I was rushing through my hair appointment because I was like, oh my God, they're telling me that fucking draft status, like class F or G, is lining up. And I still have fucking things in my hair for curling it. 2 hours went by.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Like,
they had that app for Saturday and there was no updates in it. So like nothing was like.
What the fuck? Why bother?
Yeah. And like, there's been shows where I've had like pretty good backstage experience. I just like can't remember. Like, I don't remember anything being like horribly wrong, but like, I do know that like, there's got to be, like you said, people out there that just like have not had the time. And like, honestly, I was just thinking about this because Janelle brought this up to me, my client. She was saying like, she was a little upset about the nighttime show and being rushed. Okay. Bikini doesn't necessarily do their full routine at night. It's just being presented on stage. What I did notice, actually thinking about this, is crazy. So like I said, my girl placed last. They did not like her look. They did not like her tan. They did not like anything. She got to the center of the stage and they were immediately calling the next girl. There were a few girls, the one that won the overall and then a couple other girls that placed really high. They got to do their full routines for nights while the other girls did not. And I don't think that
win their class or anything, or is it just like random?
So it was just like random. Like, there were some girls that were second place, like I said, the overall winner, so she won first in her class. But nonetheless, like, she got to do her entire posing routine, and like I said, just like some other random girls, like maybe there was like four or five of them that I noticed got to do their whole routine at night, and the next number wasn't called, like the next competitor was not called out, where some girls, and you could tell like they were the girls that did not place or were in last place, that they got to the center of the stage and the next number was called. So it was like rushing them throughout because they did not want to see them on stage. And I don't think that was fair. Like, you either have everybody do their nighttime routine or nobody. Like, everyone either just comes out, gets announced, and then stands in their diagonal. I just think that that was inappropriate as well, because it's not fair across the board. Because, I mean, I understand, like, you have a favorite, that's who fucking wins, obviously. But in the grand schemes of things, like, why was that not even across the board?
Yeah, I know sometimes shows will, especially if there are larger classes, they'll do like top five get to do their presentation, and then bottom whatever they don't. I don't know if that's a standard across the board, but I think if you are going to standardize it so that way it can be consistent from show to show. And that way, like, when first time athletes especially that have no idea what the fuck's going on, you can be like, oh yeah, this is like how the shows are run, and like, that way there's no extra like wondering, extra anxiety, extra fear, because like, show day is already scary and anxiety fueled, whether you're a first time competitor or even if you're more experienced. Like, everything that you've worked hard for off season prep, whatever, like, you were showcasing and you want to do the best that you can do for yourself, for your family, your friends, your coach, your team, whatever, the sport. And when it's chaotic, like, it just kind of like dulls it for you, right? And like, I'm with you. Like, if we're wanting to make bodybuilding more like mainstream and more like accepted, like it's got to be done right. And I feel like I heard this from, I want to say like Nick Strength and Power. And again, I don't know if I'm reciting this properly or if there's any facts to this, but he was talking about how like bodybuilding isn't like obviously a popular sport in America, but in places like Iran, I think where Hadi is from,
yeah,
like it's like top three, right? They get so fucking amped for bodybuilding. And it's like, I don't think bodybuilding will ever be like top three in America, but like, you know,
because it's not a money maker for everybody, like football and basketball and all of that is.
Oh, but we spend so much goddamn money on bodybuilding, like the show, the suit, the like all the things, especially as a female athlete. And it's like, listen, like I get we pay to play. I get that. I get that we need to have the finances for it. But I have a very difficult time wanting to pay even more money into shows to do crossovers in different, not divisions, but in different classes or whatever. Because like, if I'm not going to like get my time on stage, why the fuck am I spending an extra $150? Like, shit, I can save that and put it toward literally anything else.
I mean, even like at the bare fucking minimum, I'm not spending $150 to get dis fucking respected. I mean, that's, I mean, if I wanted to do that, like I could just go sit in my fucking parents' house and have my dad talk to me like shit, like he always has been for fucking free, you know? Like I'm not paying $150 for a stranger to fucking do it who doesn't even know me.
Yeah, and literally be judged on your body. Like, literally, literally.
Yeah. I'm mad. Like, I'm literally fucking mad. And I, like, I don't even know what else to say other than, like, I honestly just want to hear your guys' experiences because, like, one, I feel like you deserve to have support and I can provide that for you. And two, like I said, like, I don't know what action needs to be taken. I don't know, even know if I can do anything, but I do want you guys to know that, like, you, and it, this could be, like, in other sports, too. I mean, powerlifting, like, there, I've heard of stories where people are like inappropriate when they're spotting and stuff, and you're paying to be there. And then you're like, you know, like, I don't know too much about powerlifting, I'll be honest, but like, if like the placing is skewed because of stuff like that, like, I don't know. I don't know, but like, I know that being disrespected, bringing your concerns up to someone who is putting on a show and then being disregarded is not acceptable. It's unprofessional. And I just feel like this does go on in a lot of situations here. So like, fucking just DM me. I mean, like,
honestly, DM us both, like, first show day experiences and even coaching. Because, like, that's the thing is, like, even if we can't do like anything, at least like legally wise, like, we can at least like put a showcase on it where it's like, if we always talk about like what's normal versus optimal or whatever regarding lab work, but like, what's normal versus like what's getting away? Like, what, like, are the standards so low that like you can just like behave this way and have no consequences? Like, that's bullshit. So it's like, coaches need to be held to a higher standard. Show promoters need to be held to a higher standard. That way athletes will be held to a higher standard, right? That's how things literally get better across the board. And if people continue to like silence themselves on their bad show day experiences or their shitty contest prep coaching, like, the stuff's going to continue, and it will continue because there are just bad people in this world that just want to make a buck, that don't care about doing right by people. And they'll always have jobs, right? That's just like the way the world works, which is unfortunate. But like, for the good people out there that actually do want to make a difference and make the world like a better place, especially in the bodybuilding community, like, it first starts with speaking up, right? That's just that is just how it's going to be.
And I'm not looking for like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm just looking for change. I'm looking for you to be better so this doesn't happen to somebody else. And that's what I want for other coaches. And that's what I want for other promoters. Like, I don't want anyone to ever have this experience where they get physically harmed, where, or it's even just like emotional, mental, what I, you know, I'm trying to say, emotional impact on them either. Because like I said, like, you know, Janelle had a great time during this whole prep until literally 5 minutes before she went on stage at finals. And that has ruined the entire experience and process for her. And I, like, you know, like, yes, I'm going to fix it for her in the best possible way that I can, but like, I can only do so much. And I don't want this to happen to anybody else. Like, this is, it's so sad and so frustrating because like, I love this sport and I'm guiding people into this sport. I'm coaching them into this sport because I love it so much. So to have something like this, it's just so off-putting. And I think it goes the same, like I said, like with the coaching, and it's like, yeah, like this is great. You should do this. You should do that. Like, I love it. Like, just it gets me so hyped. And then to have somebody be in that same shoes as me, but have a 10 times worse experience, it's so upsetting because it's like this has been something that has been so rewarding to me and to a lot of other individuals. And then to have something like that happen where it's just like so frustrating and nothing, there's no, like you said, there's no repercussions on their end. There's no standard. There's nothing. They're just gonna go on about their day and continue to do this. And
Yeah, see you next year, right?
yeah. And I mean, like, I get it, like it's a moneymaker thing, and I understand that, but it's like fucking care about the people that are giving you the money.
Like, that's the thing about owning a business. It's like you don't just make money, you fix people's problems, right? Like, you take a problem that people have and you fix it. So it's like, even though, like, show promoters, there aren't like probably high standards with being a show promoter. Like, I'm not really rehearsed on like what it takes to, own a show or whatever. But at the same time, it's like you want show day to be amazing for all the athletes. And yes, there are fluke things that happen. People get hurt, but like, don't blame the fucking athlete. Like, yeah, that probably was a fluke thing, but I do find it very difficult that Janelle is like, what, 100 pounds soaking wet? That she like broke a band doing what, lateral raises? Like, I
Yeah.
find that difficult to believe that fucking she, Hulk strength her band and broke it. And oh, your fault. Quality bands tested. Like, okay.
Yeah, I just, yeah, it's like it just put a bad taste in my mouth. And that, like you said, like people are, I'm not bringing anyone to that show ever again. So it's like, why would you not continue to treat people right? Because you're here to make money, and that's, I get that's all you want, but like, in order to keep making that money, you need to do right by your fucking people. And that's what we are with coaching, you know, like that's how you get referrals. That's how you get people to stay. It's like being a good person. That's how you get more people to keep signing up for the show. Because now if anyone asks me, like, you know, about that show, I'm be like, don't. It's absolutely terrible.
No, 100%. 100%. I don't want to end on a negative note. So, what are you grateful for?
Oh my God, I'm grateful for literally the fact that like I do have athletes that I can help and I am helping. I'm grateful that like, you know, I am able to breathe today. Like I woke up and I'm still breathing. That's usually like my baseline one. But I'm also mostly grateful for just you supporting me and my friends and my family who are, you know, obviously have my back and continue to give me the love and support that I need because like I said, like I'm very mad and I'm very upset. And, you know, we, Ash and I don't necessarily try and harp or be like an asshole when it comes to this podcast. So I'm grateful that you allowed me to use our platform to get this out there. And it means a lot to me that you care and you stand by me with the situation that's going on.
Yeah, I am proud and I'm grateful for you as a person, but I'm proud of how you and Janelle are handling the situation. It's very easy to get emotional and to use that emotion and that anger to be hostile. But even though you are angry and you are frustrated, you are still being a professional about this, right? Like, you are being professional. She's still being professional. And I think that's also important because in order to make corrective change that's meaningful, we feel our emotions, we process our emotions, but we go in with a level head. Like, your asks, your demands, like her emailing the show promoter, like, very, very level-headed, in my opinion. And it could have been a hell of a lot worse. And so I think that's really important too, because like, we can't lose ourselves to our emotions when we are wanting to impact change for the better and create a better place. And although the situation was not handled in a well professional manner, how you went about it, I think, was handled well. And I think that's also really important to highlight.
Thank you. I do appreciate that because I have not sent an email and I will, but I have waited the last several days because I know I'm still very emotionally tied and heightened. And I need to make sure that it is a clear cut email that is not ridden with emotion. So I appreciate you acknowledging that because I know I'm trying to down regulate before I say my things because I do want to say a whole bunch of mean things, but that's not who I am, and I know it's very emotional, and we have to look at the facts and what are the facts and what happened, and moving forward, what can we do?
Yes.
That's the reality of it.
Snaps and claps. One thing, because it's Halloween weekend or Halloween on Thursday. Are you guys doing anything? Like, do you guys pass out candy in your neighborhood?
Yeah, so we're going to pass out candy tomorrow night, actually. So my grandma is in a assisted living and they pass out candy like all the old people do. So we're taking the little man there and he's going to walk through and get candy. And my cousins will be there. My brother and his baby will be there. So my nephew, that'll be great. And then on actual Halloween, which is cool because like on actual Halloween, I mean, my kid is still pretty much like a fetus. So like, I'm not taking him trick or treating. Like he doesn't even eat candy. Like what are we going to do with that? So we're just going to like pass stuff out, I think. And I just wanted to get him like a picture, like probably at our own front door that looks like he's trick or treating, even though he's not, it's our own house, but just to like look and say like, oh, you went to a house and you got a piece of candy. Like, you know, yeah. Cause it's going to be cold. I mean, like I woke up today, it was 32 degrees here. So like by the time the sun goes down, it gets really cold. Yeah. What are you guys doing? I think you pass out giant candy bars, don't
we
you?
We do. And I got to own up to something. I fucked up. I didn't do a good job accumulating full-size bars. I was like, oh no, I'll wait till like the last minute. And I got the shit ones. So, you know, like there are different like variety packs at Costco, the full-size ones. And there's like the ones that have like Hershey's bars with regular bars with almonds, Reese's, and Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like the other ones that have M&Ms, peanut M&Ms, Snickers, and Twix. And so normally we get like a little hodgepodge of both. But the ones with like the Snickers and the Twix are my favorite. And the one with the Reese's are Eric's. But they only had the Reese's and the Hershey bars ones. And I was really pissed because that means I'm not going to get my Twix. And I know you're like, oh, you can get a Twix from the grocery store. It's not the fucking same. And you know it. So
it's tradition. It's like a tradition that you guys do and always get them from Costco like that. It's not the same.
It's not the same. And I was so upset about myself. And again, I can't blame anyone else but myself because I procrastinated thinking that I would be okay. And I wasn't fucking okay. So what we had to do is we bought two of the Hershey boxes and we went to Publix and got like some random hodgepodge shit. And it's fine. It'll be fine. But I just don't have the variety that I would have liked. And honestly, no one likes regular fucking Hershey bars, especially with almonds.
Okay, first of all, I do. One. Second of all, as a kid,
come bring your son and I'll give you some.
Dude, as a kid though, like this is funny you say that though, because you're like, now I'm not gonna have the variety and it's gonna be okay. But as a kid, trick-or-treating, like I knew the houses that had like the big candy bars of the things that I like. So like, you know, that other pack has Twizzlers. Say Twizzlers were my favorite, and it was like the big thing of Twizzlers, not that little tiny one. I would remember that from year to year and be like, that house has what I want and I'm going to it. So like it is a big deal.
I because, fucked up, like, dog.
You did, because as a kid, they remember that shit. I swear.
I know. I'm gonna give them two. I'm gonna give them three Reese bars. But no, I already have fucking tracked a plan ahead, guys. And again, this is not that hard. It's not that hard to plan ahead for Thursday. I'm eating a whole fucking Reese cup. I'm gonna eat like half a pack of peanut M&Ms. I'm gonna have a third of a fucking Snickers. I'm gonna have a little charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard. You see what I did? I planned ahead. I get to have my treats. I don't feel deprived.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal.
Love that. I don't have candy because it has dairy in it. And a lot of the things I like have gluten and all the dairy-free and gluten-free candies suck. So I just choose not to. So I'll just have water. I don't know. It doesn't even bother me, but yeah.
Just have water and be sad.
Water and be sad. No. No, because I don't want to feel like shit the next day. So
truth.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. All right. But I hope you have a wonderful Halloween. I'm sure I'll text you and
you will. We will.
Dressed up in something slutty, handing out your
I'll be looking like Shigo.
Oh, love it.
All right, girly. Love you. Have a good one.
Adios. Peace.